Well, it's Thursday, July 29th, and back by popular demand. I'm gonna start doing some of these updates again. Situation has changed fairly dramatically because of the Delta variant. The Delta variant began in India. It produces quite a bit more virus, which normally it gets associated with more severe disease and more easy transmission. It is reported that the virus does transmit much more easily. The CDC came out with a change in their masking recommendations for vaccinated. And that was based on finding high levels of virus in the nasopharynx of vaccinated individuals who had suffered breakthroughs. The comments on breakthrough are they're very rare. I guess it depends on your definition of very rare. There are several pieces of evidence indicating it isn't very rare by most people's definition. One indication actually came from sequences released at GSAD. The sequences coming out of Louisiana do have notations as to whether the patient was vaccinated or not. Since there is a full sequence associated with these submissions, that means that all of the patients, all of the sequences were from patients that were infected and infected to a high enough level that they could get a full sequence. And there's a rather alarmingly high level of sequences from patients who were vaccinated. These cover a very wide age range. And apparently tomorrow the CDC is going to release some of the data that led to the revision of the mask requirements or recommendations. And it's the Washington Post has an article tonight that gives some previews, gives some of the slides that the CDC is going to be presenting, talked about it being as infectious as the chickenpox. There were early reports talking about it having a R-naught in the range of 5 to 8, meaning one person can infect 5 to 8 others on average. And since breakthroughs seem to have the same level as unvaccinated, then it would suggest that breakthrough cases are very infectious also. So this data will lead to significant concerns. And the sequences actually provide some additional concerns that although the media reports always refer to the Delta virus, the Delta virus has got 6 different designations already. There's B.1.617.1.2 and .3, and then the virus has evolved enough so that they can only use 3 different levels. So it's already filled when they go from .1 to .6.7 to .1, 2, or 3. So if they have to give a new name, they start over. They actually start with AY. So there's now also AY.1, AY.2, and AY.3. But there's even more heterogeneity than these 6 different names. These different names are associated with different combinations of changes in the receptor binding domain. But even within one of the names, there is considerable heterogeneity, which include presence or absence of mutations / deletions at positions 156, 157, and 158 in the spike gene, spike protein. And the likelihood that different variations could arise out of these, the sequences out of Louisiana actually don't have the deletions. In the Northeast, in New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey, almost all of them do have a mutation at 156 and deletions at 157 and 158. How these differences affect the biology or the transmission or the ability to cause breakthroughs is far from clear. But there are quite a few sequences. The dominant sequence could be the one that they're referring to, which is B.1.617.2. That seems to have the most cases worldwide. But some of these AY.3, for instance, seems to be predominantly in the U.S. And there are a bunch of different combinations out there. I'll be giving more details on this, especially after the CEC comes out with some of the actual data. But it does appear to be a new chapter in the pandemic associated with this. Just as a reminder, this is a virus out of India, and India had very high levels, frequencies of this virus. And the number of cases and deaths seems to be a gross underestimate. One of the indications on how bad it was in India was a serosurveillance of the population, and they found close to 67-68% of the population in India actually had coronavirus antibodies in their serum. So the virus spread very widely. It affected most of the country, and it did it very quickly. And that's happened in the U.S. The alpha lineage was the initial concern that it was taking over, and now it's almost completely replaced by Delta. In fact, almost everything has been completely replaced by Delta. So Delta comprises something like 83% of the recent sequences. And so the infections are probably higher than that now because it's a little bit of a delay. But Delta is rewriting the pandemic, and the heterogeneity in the sequences would suggest that there are probably more Delta-related variants that are waiting to gain prominence.